October 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, a leader makes decisions for all his followers. His decisions can be either good or bad. If you are given the opportunity to choose a leader, such as you are in this free nation, make certain you are choosing a leader who will embrace your freedoms. Take, for instance, the controversy over your right to bear arms. That is in your Constitution, in the Second Amendment. Your forefathers wanted to protect this right of yours. They fled from a land where they were not allowed to have guns. Be very certain that you protect this right in the choice of leadership you support. In the face of anarchy these days, this is very important. It is your right as a citizen to choose a leader who embraces the Constitution. I can only advise you of the many choices you face, some good, others evil. You must research your options first and then pray. Pray to choose the candidates who will make good choices for you, choices that support your freedoms, which so many have died for, choices which embrace the truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 3. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.